Venturing into the woods was a daily occurrence for Eva. She enjoyed nature, the sounds of birds chirping melodically and the crackling of leaves beneath her feet. It was the beginning of autumn, so the air was always crisp. The sunsets were perfectly tinged with orange in the evenings. Eva would leave her home in the city and go into the smaller part of town. There was a path that veered off from civilization and led to the forest beyond city limits. The forest stretched on for acres, with trees sprawled into every direction. You could definitely become lost there if you weren't careful. Luckily for Eva, she had constructed a map. Eva was an artist. She dedicated the majority of her time in the woods to sketching animals or interesting leaves that she saw. Once, she had seen a small rock formation shaped like a rabbit that was particularly cool. She hadn't wondered much about whether it was formed by nature or crafted by someone else entirely, but she had taken note of it on her map to come back and sketch later. On this particular day, she was headed up to a cave deep in the forest that had piqued her interest. She wanted to check out if there was anything inside she could use for inspiration. She had grabbed a new pad of paper and some graphite from her desk before leaving for the woods. As Eva walked down the path leading away from the city, she spotted her first furry companion of the day. It was a young fox, who couldn't have been much older than a kit. It seemed to be on a mission, carrying something in its mouth. Eva didn't get a good look, but she thought maybe it could have been flowers or a clump of weeds. She chuckled a bit to herself, amused that a fox would be carrying flowers. The young fox bounded off in the direction she was headed anyways, so Eva decided to follow it. The fox was much quicker than her, but Eva kept up with it for the most part. She stopped to check her map a couple times, making sure she was still going in the right direction. Curiously enough, it was almost like the fox was leading her to her destination. Eva kept her finger marked where the cave was located on the map, though, just in case she veered off course. The fox continued up the hill towards the cave at a brisk pace. Eva had gotten a better look at what was in its mouth. The mystery item was in fact a tiny bouquet of wildflowers. It was odd, but the fox was cute and it seemed harmless. However, the walk was taking longer than Eva remembered. Or maybe she had left home later than she thought? She started to grow a bit worried and wondered if she should stop. She didn't want to accidentally wander into a fox den and scare any kits. Just as she was about to turn back, the fox reached the top of the hill and ran into a clearing. Eva recognized the area. The cave was just on the other side. She heaved a sigh of relief, thankful that her furry companion hadn't led her astray. The fox stopped in the middle of the clearing and looked back at her. It moved its head a bit, as if gesturing for her to come closer. Eva approached quietly, holding her breath. She'd gotten close to wildlife before, but foxes were usually skittish. This one seemed friendly, though, and very bold. Its orange coat gleamed in the fading light. Once Eva had gotten about a foot away, the fox bounded off again. It headed straight for the cave and leapt inside. Eva, emboldened by the playful nature of the fox, followed after it. She paid no attention to how low the sun had sunk in the sky. She didn't even notice that this was about the time she'd head home. She kept moving forward. As she approached the mouth of the cave, Eva began to hear odd noises. A sort of rhythmic beat filled the air, like someone was stomping their feet to the tune of a song. Eva stopped in her tracks. She'd seen the occasional hiker on her woodland walks, but no one had ever stopped to play a tune. The beat continued, and what sounded like a fiddle started up. The sounds echoed, as if they were coming from inside the cave. After a few moments, her curiosity got the better of her, and she crept inside. The interior of the cave was damp and dark, so Eva pocketed her map and flipped her flashlight on. The odd musical sounds bounced off the cave walls and echoed around her. The source couldn't be much deeper inside. Eva descended further and further, shocked at just how big this cave system was. It seemed to go on forever. The walls were tall, arching way above her head. What surprised her the most was that the cave did not look abandoned. There were flower petals, scattered across the ground. She wondered if it was the work of the fox she had followed. How much deeper in the cave could it have gone? And what was making those noises? As Eva turned a corner, her flashlight illuminated something on the wall. She stopped to check it out. There were markings carved into stone. Crude drawings. They were very primitive looking and they stretched along the entire wall. Eva looked closer to determine what the pictures were supposed to be. It looked like some sort of story. Small humanoid figures surrounded by larger ones. A giant painted fire, and groups of animals were drawn behind the figures. Eva traced a finger along the wall and was surprised to feel that some of the markings were still wet. It seemed to be with paint. Maybe someone had seen this area and decided to paint over the drawings? She wasn't sure. Eva grabbed her phone to take a picture, but the sound of rhythmic beats grew louder. Startled, she dropped her phone and heard a crack. When she picked it up, the phone wouldn't turn on. Normally, this would be a sign to leave, but she was so curious about what the sounds were and about where her fox companion had run off to. So, she continued with her flashlight lighting the way. A few more turns took her deeper into the cave. The sounds had grown even louder. She knew she had to be close. Something that sounded like a harp had joined the chorus of noises. As she rounded one last corner, she saw the light of a fire. And then she screamed. What was in front of her was unbelievable. A crowd of giant figures were gathered and dancing around a fire. The figures were humongous, almost reaching the ceiling of the cavern. They kind of looked like gorillas, but their features were strangely humanoid. They had fur and giant feet that pounded against the floor of the cave. The sound was nearly deafening. Eva thought her eyes were deceiving her. The creatures looked like clear versions of the fuzzy images taken of the urban legend Bigfoot. This could not be real. Sasquatches were a myth. This was some kind of crazy fever dream. It had to be. Behind the giant Sasquatch figures was some kind of arched rock formation. It was adorned with flowers and tree branches. A path of wildflower petals stretched out in front of it. Four of the giant creatures stood behind the arch with crude instruments in hand. Some of them wore flower crowns and others had leaf necklaces strung from their necks. Eva's scream interrupted the dancing Sasquatches. They all turned to stare at her. She trembled, her knees feeling weak. Then, out of the corner of her eye, she saw a flash of orange. The fox from earlier emerged from a different path in the cave. And behind it was a procession of different woodland creatures. Squirrels, wolves, mice, and more foxes walked in, carrying more flowers with them. The Sasquatches and the makeshift band gave Eva another glance before returning to their instruments. They began playing a joyful tune. It sounded similar to something that would be played at a parade. Eva could only stare as the cavern filled up with animals. They spread the flowers all around and sat down next to the Sasquatches. None of them spared Eva a second glance. She had been frightened, but the music and presence of the animals calmed her a bit. She looked on in awe. When the last of the animals walked in, a large Sasquatch followed behind them. It walked at a slower pace, The others made cheerful noises and reached out to pat it on the back as it passed. The Sasquatch made its way to the arch and stood in front of it. It looked back towards the cavern's mouth, waiting for something. Music stopped for a moment, and the silence grew. Eva bristled as she felt something brush up against her leg. She looked down to see the fox from earlier rubbing against her. She was too afraid to reach down to pet it, but she gave it an uneasy smile. It settled down next to her with its ears perked up. The band of Bigfoots began playing again. This tune was slower and reminded Eva of a wedding procession. In a way, she felt like she had stumbled into some kind of Bigfoot marriage ceremony. This was shaping up to be a very weird dream. From the mouth of the cavern, a slightly shorter Sasquatch appeared. This one was adorned with a massive flower crown that flowed down into a veil. It held a bouquet in its hands and marched to the beat of the song. It made its way to the arch, but stopped in front of it. The larger Sasquatch stepped over and the two joined hands. They stood in front of the arch together. The Bigfoot band picked up, playing a happier tune. The two Sasquatches leaned their heads together and embraced. A huge cheer erupted from the crowd, and the band began playing louder. The crowd of Sasquatches began stomping to the beat. Then, they all joined hands and danced around the fire. Eva was beginning to feel the liveliness of the gathering and tapped her feet a little, too. The fox took notice of this and pawed at her leg. It pointed its head towards the group, as if beckoning her to join them. Eva hesitated, but then got up the courage to approach the Sasquatches. What could it hurt if this was truly a dream? She made her way towards the group. As Eva got closer, the two Sasquatches of honor seemed to notice her. They grunted at her, which made her stop. She was a bit frightened, but then the crowd parted and they waved her inside. She began dancing with the crowd. It was quite the sight. If anyone told Eva at the beginning of her journey that it would end with her dancing at some kind of Bigfoot wedding, she would have laughed in their face. But it happened. Eva danced with the Sasquatches until she grew tired. The crowd was beginning to thin, until only the bride, the groom, the fox, and Eva remained. They swayed beside the roaring fire. Eva couldn't understand their grunting form of communication, but they felt friendly to her. She had enjoyed the celebration. After a while, the fox pawed at her leg and she knew it was time to go. But Eva felt like she had to give the newlyweds some kind of parting gift. She opened her bag and took out a sketch she had made. It was of the clearing and the cave from the first time she'd seen it. The groom Sasquatch grunted happily and waved the sketch around. Eva smiled. Then the bride Sasquatch took off her veil and offered it to Eva. Eva was touched that she was being given a gift after crashing a wedding. She took the veil gently and gave a parting wave before following the fox towards the cave's entrance. The two emerged into the night. It was too dark for Eva to read her map and her flashlight had burned out. She grew worried then. She had thought perhaps she was dreaming with the wildness of the situation, but it was becoming clear that this event had really taken place. Luckily, her fox friend knew the way back to the path into the city. It stayed with her the whole way home. She gave it a pat on the head before turning and going back inside. She was exhausted, so she immediately went to bed. When she woke up, her phone was still broken, and she still had the veil. Eva had little to no proof that the Bigfoot wedding had actually happened, but she had her memory. She took out her sketch pad and began drawing an image of that night. She decided that one day, she would go back to the cave and return with proof that the Bigfoot wedding had really happened.